Hi, everybody. This is John Cooper with KOSU and the Spy. And I'm here today talking with my friend Blake Parks. Hey, Blake, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Coop?
I'm glad you're here, man.
Hey, glad to be here.
Yeah, we want to talk about a thing that's coming up, a show that's coming up at the Canes Ballroom in Tulsa.
Yeah.
On February 17th, the Oklahoma Homegrown Music Showcase. Man, tell us about it.
Dude, we're really excited about this showcase. It's for local bands from Oklahoma that have started their musical career and have gotten the opportunity to travel elsewhere and spread their wings. And now we're coming together for one night to unite and do an ultimate rock show at the Canes Ballroom.
Yeah, man, that just sounds really, really great. It's cool that the Canes is putting this together. I also know that the Tulsa Office of Film, Music, Art, and Culture, mm-hmm. With Abby Curran up there in Tulsa Town, is putting it together. She's just great at doing these kind of things. But let's go over the lineup. First of all, your band, Nick Knows.
Absolutely. We come from right here in Oklahoma City. And then we also have Taddy Porter on the bill. They are out of Stillwater. Mm-hmm. And then we have Skytown and Good Villains, both from Tulsa. So we really have the whole, you know, the major metropolitan, you know, cities of Oklahoma represented.
Absolutely. Well, man, tell us just a little bit about your band. What have you guys been doing? What's going on with you guys?
Yeah, definitely. We've been having fun traveling and writing new songs. And so we're working on our next album right now. And we will be playing a couple of those new songs at the show. So
nice.
We'll be doing some new songs for our fans and then doing some classics from our first and second album as
right.
well.
And then Taddy Porter, of course, from Stillwater. We were talking just a bit ago, they had an opening spot for Slash
mm-hmm.
on a recent national tour.
Right.
They're well known in the Stillwater area, and I think they've played in Tulsa several times mm-hmm. as well, mm-hmm. so folks over there will probably know them. And then Skytown and Good Villains, both Tulsa bands.
Absolutely, yeah. And they really... Skytown has such a lively, you know, charisma on stage. They're really going to hype it up and really be fun. And then Good Villains is a kind of a doom pop style band. Mm-hmm. And so that will be really interesting and add a lot to the event as well.
No, it will. And it's really cool that, like I say, this event is going off. I'm assuming that I know you guys haven't played Canes. I don't know about Taddy Porter and I don't know about Skytown or Good Villains, but if any of them have played, it's not very many times.
Right.
And I know how cool it is to play Canes, and you've actually played it before, not with your band, but what a thrill for all four bands to get to play the storied Canes Ballroom.
Yeah, we have always, as a band, and I think fellow musicians, have dreamed about playing on Canes Ballroom, so we're just really excited and pumped to have this opportunity.
No, absolutely. Canes Ballroom is the Carnegie Hall of Oklahoma. We've been fortunate. My band has been fortunate to play there many times, and I tell people every time we play there is just as exciting and much fun as the very first time. It never loses that sparkle, man.
Right.
It's such a storied venue, and it's just really, really a special place to play. Well, that night, doors open at 7, shows at 8 o'clock, and Oklahoma Joe's will be providing food. And is sponsoring the show with some food for the bands.
Yeah.
And they'll be selling it. It, of course, is right next door to Canes.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll start selling food at 7:30. Tickets for the event, $15 in advance,
mm-hmm.
$18 at the door. And you guys have decided to help out the Red Dirt Relief Fund with a pretty ingenious thing that you're doing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we wanted to give back to Oklahoma in some way, and Red Dirt Relief Fund was at the top of the list of an organization that really gives back to the music industry right here in Oklahoma, of those people that are in need. So that really spoke to us, and it gave us a way to give back to a charity that is doing such good work in Oklahoma. And so how we're raising money for them is a local artist known as Zuno. He will be painting the logo of each band, so four different drum heads, and each of one of those will be auctioned off throughout the show, and raise all of that money will be donated to the Red Dirt Relief Fund.
Man, that's awesome, and I'm personally very appreciative of the fact that you guys thought of the Red Dirt Relief Fund. It's something that we've had going since 2011, and we just passed the $60,000 mark for grants that we've given away.
That's fantastic.
I know, man. I'm very proud of that organization, and I do think we do good for the music industry here in Oklahoma. And we couldn't do it without bands like yourself and the bands that are at this event, you know, returning the favor. So we really appreciate that. Anything else you want to add about the show?
We hope to see everybody there.
Yeah. So don't forget, that's the Oklahoma Homegrown Music Showcase, February 17th at the Canes Ballroom. Doors at 7, show at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $15 in advance, $18 at the door. Blake, thank you so much for coming in, spending a little time with me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Got it.